Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We're doing the Hollow Bone of Healing with Phoenix Rising Star. And, oh, gosh, Phoenix, I just feel so honored that you were sharing this book with the world.
Oh, man. Thank you for saying that. I really compelled.
Do, because it's yes. Well, you know, and when angels kind of are nudging us from the back, they're like, okay.
Yeah, gotta say yes.
They like try to shake us off, right? They're like, you know, we were talking about people being stalkers. I mean, in a nice way, they stalk us, so that's good.
Give me a lot of downtime. It's all in intention.
Yeah, we were talking about stalking right before we got on the show. Amy, you want to share about that, about stalking with your friend, Lisa?
Well, absolutely. And I want to say how I am. Because you're getting, I've been
how are you doing, Amy? Sorry. We're getting the conversation going already.
Oh, I'm all shook up.
There you go.
They get me to Vegas. I can't help myself. Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
So part of it, this week has been, I didn't sleep hardly any last night. I've been really shook up. And things are, you know, you warned us about this, Phoenix, you know, that things are ready for heal, right, or coming up.
Yep.
And it's really interesting, but in a really peaceful, shook-up place. So I don't know how to describe it. Yeah.
Ooh.
So really grateful for that. And we talk about the stalking, yes. I think it's all about intention. I had talked about how my good friend Lisa Lynn, I learned two really good things from, many good things, but she said, find people who are doing things really well, help them do it better. And when you find those people, stalk them. But you want to do it in love. That's what I'm just saying. So
here's,
I want to quote
talking in love.
Dear Phoenix, right? On page 19, we're going to go to another chapter, but from this morning, my reading this morning, when we act from a state of love, our actions touch the hearts of all. When we speak from a place of love, our words are heard more often. When we create from a place of love, our creations are the highest good and healing for all concerned. So stalk from love. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And Phoenix is really funny because she's just like, well, I don't know. I've never been stalked. And I said, that's when you're a really good stalker. People don't know you're doing it. So there you go.
Right.
Got to bring that one back.
You know,
and before we really get started with this is going to be a really great conversation. I just love talking about cellular memory connections and being able to clear. But I really want to go back to our first episode with Phoenix, the 456, when we did the meditation for mucking and clearing out the muck. Boy, if you haven't gone back to that first episode, and it's something you can listen to on a daily basis, and I've been doing that, and I really want to thank you for that, of having just something of either at the end of the day or the beginning of the day when, you know, you just kind of cleared the way for all the wonderful things that are waiting for you out in the world. I think that's just such a wonderful gift that you can give yourself. And it doesn't take very long. It's a very, very easy, you know, meditation. I think it's 6 or 7 minutes. It's not that long. Yeah. And, boy, to give yourself that a couple times a day, what a gift.
Yeah.
What a gift. That's
good. Especially right now when it's so crazy out there, you know. Everybody's so stressed right now.
Yep.
Well, I think, you know, that's part of what I'm excited about talking about cellular memory in this way, because once we kind of get into the conversation and people are saying, what is cellular memory? People aren't familiar with a lot of the research and different stories and stuff that you share in the book. Kind of on the back end of that, kind of coming back to where we are now and how these things can be that much more of a, because at the end of the promo thing, I just said, a wondrous place we can be renewed to a new place you never even knew was possible. And I think that's true. I mean, if we look at what we might be holding just on so many ways that we can finally let that go, whether we want it's a conscious mucking that we've got going on or things that we didn't even know. And I think it's really cool that we don't even have to know. We can just let it go and say, I didn't know what that was, but gosh, do I feel better? That's awesome too.
Yes.
So just really want to get into it. So our quote from chapter 2 said, "This research reminds us that we have to hold many of the levers of healing in our own hands. It makes us aware that it's not a doctor, hospital, acupuncturist, homeopathic, chiropractor, energy worker, or other healing professional who determines our sickness and our health. They can tilt the balance, but not nearly as much as we can. Each of us individually create a big chunk of our emotional and mental environment, thereby turning genes on and off in ourselves. This opens a vast and exciting potential." And that was Dawn's Church, the Genie in Your Genes. Yes, the greatest books that you quote from. Thank you so much for doing that. Because then you go, I want to look at that book.
I love that quote. It's so succinct and just right on as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Well, I want to name him a little bit. I have actually met him and had conversations with Dawson, and he is the real deal, and he's doing amazing work on the planet. He does a lot of work with veterans.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, so let's talk about cellular memory.
All righty. Okay, so just a little background before we do our inner work for today. So cellular memory is a record of all of our experiences. And certainly our good experiences never get in our way. We want more joy. We want more love and laughter, right? But it's our painful, it's our traumatic experiences that get held in our cells because we don't know what to do with them. And so the kinds of experiences could be anything as simple as when you're 2 years old and you see a clown's face and it just scares you because you don't have a frame of reference for it. That can be trauma, you know, that we just hold and we don't realize it because we don't have words at that age. But trauma could also be being in a car accident, being attacked, you know, all kinds of things. It's unique for each individual. Yeah, here's the thing. The trauma that we hold in ourselves doesn't have to be all from this lifetime. So it could be from our past lives, which I think many of your listeners can relate to. Even if you don't have a conscious memory of past lives, I think there's more of an awareness that this isn't our first merry-go-round. You know, we've done this before, someplace, sometime. And certainly when you have feelings of, you know, like, oh my gosh, this place or this thing or this experience or this person feels so familiar and I can't figure out why. You know, that's the kind of cellular memory that we're talking about. Whether it's a good feeling or a bad feeling with that. But there's a third kind of cellular memory, too, that's just coming out in science. And I'm really excited that science is figuring out what energy workers have known for a while. And that's that you can have ancestral cellular memory. So ancestral cellular memory is like if you go back in time, your grandparents, great-grandparents, you know, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, and somebody has held a thought or a belief system or emotion or their own trauma, and they are passing it through their genes, it's going to end up in you, in your genes. And you may have a ghost of a memory. You may have a ghost of an experience. And it can be anything that gets in your way, right? So one of the examples that I was reading about were people that had been in the Holocaust. And there was a study done of young people, like 18 to 21 years of age, and they were in the camps, and they were survivors of the camps. And they were not married, didn't have relationships at that time. It was only later after they had finished their experience in the camps that they got married, had children. And their children, at the same age their parents had been when they first went into the camps, started having PTSD symptoms of being in the camps, you know, and it wasn't something that, I mean, even talking about, you can't really create those symptoms within you. This comes from that active cellular memory that we have in our DNA. It remembers all experiences, not just ours. Whatever has contributed to our DNA is remembered there. And it's not just experiences either that's held in our DNA in terms of cellular memory. It could be the emotions, the beliefs around those experiences. Like maybe as a result of being in the camps, they might have decided that all soldiers were bad or scary or were to be avoided at any cost, you know, which may not be the case if they're there to protect and serve. So you can see how, or here's a good one, the belief of lack or limitation. There's not enough. There's never enough. I'll never have enough. I'll never be able to have enough. Those are prevailing belief systems that started a long, long, long time ago, back when things were really, really hard. Or maybe you were having to tithe and give away everything, either to the landlord of your property or to the church or to another institution. And so you probably felt that there wasn't enough. You could barely feed your family. And that kind of stuff also gets passed down in your DNA. It's a pretty fascinating subject, actually.
Yeah, it's very fascinating.
And it was something that I really want to highlight that I think is really important on page 35, where you talk about set points or another example of cellular memory.
Yeah.
These points can control the level of the body or mind that certain activities, such as weight gain or loss, meditation length, endurance training, or giving or receiving abundance. These set points can be reconditioned or reset in the mind and body, allowing the greater loss or gain. In effect, you're retraining your neurons to fire at different times or places. That's amazing. Really well put. That I don't think a lot of people get that we do have these set points, but people don't realize that's what's happening. You could look at it as a limiting belief. You could look at it as an upper limit, all kinds of things. But knowing that, yes, you can change that. Yay.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing about cellular memory. You know, when people say, oh, I've always had this problem with, you know, and I can't remember a time when I didn't have that problem. Okay, it's probably a cellular memory issue that needs to be cleared from the source. And what happens when we are getting ready to do something different, when we're getting ready to take a big step forward on our soul path and really put ourselves out there in a big way, or when we're just making any kind of change in our life, our cellular memory is going to come up because it's going to be related to another time when we maybe were courageous enough to step forward and maybe we didn't have a really good result. You know, if it was in a past life, we might have been put to death for even speaking about something that was like herbology or healing or something like that. Or if it's in this lifetime, maybe we were shamed or put down or embarrassed or, you know, those kinds of things. And so every time we get ready to make a change, our cellular memory is going to come up as a way of saying, hey, listen, I'm ready to be healed. And many times we don't know that and we don't know how to heal it, so we just kind of stuff it back in and that just adds another layer and makes it worse. It creates a blockage that actually gets in our way of creating our perfect new beginning.
And what I find
today,
is people, you know, who are really, you know, intellectual, where they get caught is having to understand it and having to know every bit about it. And I think that's the ego gets a stronghold.
Yeah. And you know, if your higher self wants you to know that there's a blessing here or there's, you know, this is what it's all about, that will come to you. But it will come to you in a way that is not reliving it. You don't have to re-feel anything or re-experience anything. It's more just the knowledge and awareness if you really need it. But many times, as Robin said, you know what? It's great if you don't have to know because
it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And I mean, and that's ultimate in trust and faith to me that I will be given the information that I need and that I don't have to have it in an awful, painful way.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I think
you've lived it once.
I think that goes back to when, you know, we constantly have these conversations about, you know, I'm going to listen to my heart over my head. I'm going to feel into what my heart wants me to know and move forward with that wisdom, that knowing, as opposed to what, you know, any kind of outside messages. Let me listen to myself and my heart before I move forward.
Yes. Yes, and that's the utmost power, right? That's our highest level of empowerment. And when we are our own best advisor, we're our own best healer, and we know that. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing today then is a technique called the time-space continuum because it really can allow you to heal both your current, anything from this lifetime type of cellular memory, as well as past life cellular memory, as well as your ancestral cellular memory. And it's going to be different every time you do this technique, and that's why I love it so much. And the reason it's different is because we're different. You know, we change instantly. And the minute we recognize that, then it's like, okay, well, you can say, well, I've already done that. But if you were to read the same book twice, you're not the same person the second time you're reading it. If you're to go to a workshop twice, you're not the same person the second time you're doing it. You know, you have an increase in your conscious awareness, and your cellular memory is in a different place. So the response is going to be different in terms of wherever you are and what do you need. And remember, we're always asking for the highest good in healing. We don't always know what that is, but we will allow for that. So today in this technique, you're going to be restart again, just from that place of love, really building that love. We're going to build on the merge that we did last week. And then we're going to invite in a spirit helper to show us what I call hot spots. Now, you may not see them, you may feel them, or maybe you just know that they're there, or maybe you hear a certain tone in a certain place in your energy field. But these hot spots are places that get, they're cellular memory places that are activated right now based on what you're doing in your life, and it has something to do with this lifetime, a past lifetime, or your ancestral lifetime. And your helper is just going to love, 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 love that until it's no longer in existence and you are now filled with divine essence, whatever that means to you. So it's a really easy, gentle, loving way of just saying, hey, let's just take care of this, shall we? This is in your way. Don't you want to be free and feel more free and able to move forward more easily? So what do you think? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's
go. Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. So like I said, we always start from that place of love because that's how we do everything. And that's what makes the difference, just like Amy read in that beautiful quote. So, All right. Let's just get comfortable wherever you are, sitting or maybe even lying down. It's a relatively short meditation, so I don't think you'll go to sleep. But close your eyes and turn your awareness to that energetic heart space that's located behind your literal heart, the place that holds the sacred space, the tiny space of your heart that only you know. It holds all your records for being, all of your lifetimes, all of your goals, your aspirations, your lessons, your teachings. So everything is stored in this energetic heart space, and not just for you, but for all life. So we hold gratitude for being aware of that and knowing how to access it as I invite you to begin generating feelings of unconditional love to the best of your ability. So you might have a chant or a mantra that you say to get into this space. Like somebody that I've taught uses the words love, gratitude, hollow bone. And she just repeats that to herself. And now it's so entrained that she just slips right into that space. Or maybe you say namaste or something else that works for you. Maybe you have a memory of a beautiful experience with a person or even a four-legged, in which you felt those feelings of unconditional love. Or maybe you had a really profound experience with source energy where it was just an epiphany that was so powerful, there was no denying it. Or maybe you're out in nature and you just felt at one and at peace with all life everywhere. So just do whatever it takes to help you embody more love, allowing yourself to be in that space and allow all of that love to begin filling your heart space, both your energetic and your physical space. filling up kind of like how water fills up a container. So as it pours in, you're filling from the bottom to the top. And as that unconditional love continues to flow in, what happens is it floods your heart space and then spills out and begins filling up your physical body. So just like a container, it's filling from the bottom to the top. And every place in your physical body that needs a little extra love is being touched by this unconditional love, which initiates a healing already. And as you're filling up to the top, you now spill over with unconditional love into your energetic body, beginning with your physical energetic body, which is a memory of all of your physical experiences. And as you're filling up with this love, all of the places that need extra love are getting them. Again, healing is starting just by love. As you fill up to the top, it's now spilling over into your emotional layer and touching the memory of all those hurt emotions with this unconditional love to create healing. Spilling over into your mental layer, touching all the mental belief systems, those that work for you, and those that maybe need a little work. Maybe you're complete with them. Maybe you learned what you needed to learn and you're ready for a new one that works better. Just allow these to be touched with love and to start the healing. As that spills over into your spiritual layer, which is a record of all of your experiences, all your lifetimes. Everything is held within here. So there's a lot of love pouring in because there's a lot of places that need some extra love. And just allow that. This is a perfect way to just give yourself a quick healing. And eventually you feel really full and really filled with love until you're just like wrapped in cotton wool and it's just surrounding you and protecting you and loving you, and it's such a rich experience. So just feel that for a moment. Sense that, know that. Good. And from this place, you can invite in the presence of whoever is for your highest and best for this session. Remember, these could be angels, but they also could be like ascended masters or familiar saints or familiar figures. Jesus, Mother Mary. Those are very common ones that come in for healing. So it's Archangel Michael. Or there may just be a being, a sense of a being that doesn't have a name, but you just seem to recognize with your heart's energy. Feeling that wave of love that's being sent to you from this helper. And just allow yourself to receive that love and take it into every layer. And when you really feel that, go ahead and send it back to your helper. And know that they're receiving that love. And they're amplifying it. And then they send it right back to you. And now you're feeling this wave of loving energy that's even more profound than it was before. So you take that in. You allow yourself to receive this. This creates this unique bond with the highest and best. And as you take it in, you just let it go into every cell, every layer, every part of you. And then you send it right back. And your helper is receiving it and amplifying it again. And when you feel ready, you can invite your helper to merge entirely with your frequency. And you can do this just by sheer intention. That is good enough. Or if you're particularly physical or maybe you're visual, you might see that your helper is stepping behind you and feel that love coming in from behind. And it's just like slipping its essence into yours. And there's also a third way where maybe a spiritual helper is just stepping forward and stepping forward and stepping forward until your essences are merged entirely. So you choose what works for you. And it is enough just by merging. This is where the miracles can begin. So open up all of your senses to be aware of what you're seeing, sensing, feeling, and knowing. Open your heart to that unconditional love. And your helper will share with you maybe one or two hot spots within your energy field. Maybe pointing them out so you see them, or maybe you feel them, or you just know them, or maybe you hear them, or maybe it's some kind of combination. Being aware of these hot spots and just noticing if there's any messages around them as your helper just begins sending love, love, love to them, which allows them to shrink and shrink and shrink until they dissipate completely. Which helps you to feel freer and lighter and younger and more focused, because you don't have this in your way any longer. And remember that every time you do this, you're going to have a different response, because we change immediately. Our cellular memory is constantly shifting. We are conscious beings, and we are shifting constantly. So it goes pretty quickly, and you might notice that the energy is shifting already, feels different as your spiritual helper begins to disengage from the merge. And you allow for that, and you take a few seconds to integrate what your experience was. You may not even have words for it, and that's fine. And then you bring yourself back into your body and back into your room and back to my voice and back to the call.
That's so good. So good. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, you know, think about like, you know, as we talked at the beginning of the show about how we just got all these things going on in the world that are just feeling so crazy. I can't help but think that a lot of the cellular stuff from just, multiple lifetimes are getting cleared out. And boy, to have this as a tool is just like, okay, and this too.
And we're not going to do it for ourselves, right? As we're doing this.
We're not doing it just for ourselves. Yeah. And, you know, just the gift of, that's what I'm saying, the gift of being the hollow bone. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you're not only doing it for yourself, but anybody that the ripples will affect. Something that came to me, I saw heart to heart with my higher self who was with me. And then I saw hearts, so those hearts going around the world, around the world, around the world.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Well, and you know, ancestral healing that's happening, then your ancestors are getting the benefit from this too, right? So like you said, it's not just us. It's everybody from the ancestors forward is benefiting from this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Feel like having a party.
That's right. That's why we feel lighter and younger, right?
Absolutely. This brand new way of being that I didn't even know it was possible. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Phoenix. So awesome.
Thank you.
Chapter 3, we're going to talk about the sphere of manifesting. What's that going to look like?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, the clearer you are in your memory, in your cellular memory, then the easier it is to manifest, because you don't have this stuff in your way. So next time, You might want to practice this time-space continuum a couple times between now and then. And next time, I want you to just be thinking about something that is your heart's desire, something that's like, oh my gosh, if you had that happen in your life, it would be almost too good to be true. And we're going to start putting that into motion so that you can live that.
Woohoo! Yes, wow. I accept.
Yes, I know, right? Okay. Where's the line? I'm getting in it right now.
That's right. I'm
not. Oh, wait, I don't need a line. Oh, silly me. I didn't need the line. Never mind.
Well, the good news is, right, everybody gets a number, and it's number one.
Exactly. Exactly. You're automatically getting called right now. And you're. And it's you. 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 Well, thank you again, Phoenix, as always. It's just going to be great. And, really go back to this episode. Go ahead and listen to that. And get the book, because with that you get all of her.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.